Hi, everyone. This is David Hughes from the Corporate Marketing Group here at Worldwide Technology, welcoming you to the latest episode of WWT's Tech 17 series. Our podcast series brings together subject matter experts from WWT, our partners, and occasionally our customers to discuss important topics in the enterprise space. So today we're going to be talking about a very important topic and one that's gaining a lot of traction and companies are dealing with more and more, which is multi-cloud. So today we'll be broadcasting from our global headquarters here in St. Louis, and I'm happy to be joined today by two of the experts, consultants from our multi-cloud team, Kevin McCarthy and Brian Seafeld. Brian and I are both based in St. Louis. Kevin is based in Los Angeles, and on the day that we're broadcasting, we've got about an inch or two of snow outside, and Kevin's loving that, I guess,
yeah,
right,
appreciate
Kevin?
The snow today, yeah.
Okay. Well, we want to kind of, you know, make you feel welcome here in St. Louis, of course. So as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about multi-cloud today, and I think maybe just to kind of kick things off right off the top, maybe I could, and Kevin, I'll start with you, and then you know we can throw it to Brian. It's just tell us a little bit about kind of in your opinion, what is multi-cloud?
So David, multi-cloud is a strategy, and the way we define it is anything when you're using your private data center, a co-location, or one of the public clouds, any combination of those, you're now really in a multi-cloud strategy because you're not just using one source, you are combining those to have a multi-cloud strategy out there.
Yeah, I think we see a lot of customers, especially in the space that we work in, the Fortune 2000, let's say, that are transitioning to the cloud at a pretty fast rate, but they're always going to have that footprint on-premise. And so what they're really looking for is, can somebody not only help me with my cloud strategy, but holistically look at my IT stack and help me pull all these things together? And that's really what we're seeing as multi-cloud and where it serves the market.
Okay, so I guess, so how is that different from, say, because obviously companies have been, you know, dealing in this cloud environment for some time now. So how is this different, talking about multi-cloud versus how customers were dealing with this cloud environment like a year or even two or three years ago? How is it different with multi-cloud?
Well, you know, if you go back 3 or 4 years, the public cloud scenario, like an AWS, an Azure, a GCP, Google Cloud, you know, they were out there, and they did have services, especially AWS, but it was an adoption period, and we saw a lot of larger companies starting to use it. But what we're seeing, that's, you know, a few years ago, what we're seeing today is everybody's aware of it, and it is really an advantage because of the types of things that you can do, how more agility, the agility you can have, the ability to scale. Is there now today, and it's more prevalent, and you're seeing all these companies wanting to take advantage of it as a lot of their equipment in their own data centers starts to get older, right? Do I refresh that? Do I repurchase that? Or do I take advantage of this where I'm not really paying for it in a capital expense anymore? It's an operational expense, and I can grow that as needed and shrink as needed, and I don't have this large investment in my own data center.
Yeah, I think you see a lot of organizations with the first adoption workloads, let's say, are going to be some more simplistic workloads, web applications, things that are more cloud native. But I think as companies get more and more mature, you start seeing workloads that transverse both on-prem and in the cloud. And so I think the maturity is there to leverage the complexity that I think a lot of organizations are trying to gain. And I think that's where we're kind of in the market right now, is seeing that a lot of these more complex workloads are coming to fruition, and people need help with that.
Yeah, okay. The cloud providers, they're really pouring the money into it to create the more and more tools for, as Brian mentioned, the word cloud native. These are tools built in the cloud, built for the cloud, and they're able to take advantage of those now.
And you're seeing a lot of hybrid plays from the cloud providers now too. So like they realize that this is a big thing. So you're seeing like AWS Outposts, Google Anthos. I think it's called Azure Arc. These are all the things that cloud providers, the ones that sort of made the transition, are saying, hey, a lot of our customers are doing this. Let's provide a tool. So I think on both sides, you're really kind of seeing people adopt the hybrid and multi-cloud idea.
Mm-hmm. So let's say I work in an organization where I'm just starting that kind of adoption or migration, if you will, from, say, a private or public cloud into a multi-cloud environment, what are some of the big misconceptions that you think are out there, especially for people who are really starting to move into that environment?
I think the biggest misconception that we see a lot of is that as companies start to look at moving to the public cloud and forming a multi-cloud strategy, they think that there's still this, that it's going to be less expensive, that they're going to save a bunch of money. And that's not necessarily true. You know, we can look out there and look at data centers, which is that they may own, and see that they have a lot of unused resources. They have purchased the disk space, the storage. They may not be using it all. But now as they move the applications to the public cloud, so they're able to do that, but they still own all that excess capacity. So until they can get to the point where they're now able to retire and actually remove some of that excess capacity after moving their applications and or workloads to the cloud, it's difficult to really show any cost savings. That's what I think we see as the biggest misconception out of the box. You know, the first things they're thinking, well, hey, will we be saving a bunch of money? And that not, mm-hmm. that ultimately can be true, but it may not be happening right away for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big thing in the cloud space is you're still doing a lot of the same technology things. You're running Windows, you're running Linux, but what really changes is organizationally, the way you handle IT and the way IT affects your business is dramatically changed. So as you start looking at cost or maybe the ROI of cloud, you have to kind of change the way you look at it because it's systemically a different way of doing things from an IT standpoint. And so helping our customers kind of realize that and making sure the ROI is really realized is a big thing that we do for a lot of our customers.
And part of the services that we can help with is we can help clients understand that spend, understand what it is costing them to be in the cloud. Versus where they may have their on-prem or a co-location facility. We can help them understand that and pull that together in terms of a true strategy for the multi-cloud.
Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with customers that are just kind of starting that part of the journey, what are some of the things what are some of the key things that you tell them that they need to remember when they are moving into that multi-cloud environment?
Yeah, so I think the key thing to remember is you need to start with like a foundational strategy, especially customers who are sort of in that early part of the journey. I think making the right decisions and getting them on the right first step is really the big thing. So setting up the governance framework, setting up the right environment, setting up landing zones, getting all parts of the organization ready to work in a cloud environment, I think is the biggest thing. So I think it's just preparing is always a good thing when you transition into a new technology stack. And that's really what we have sort of zeroed in on as something we want to help our customers with.
Yeah, more than just a technology, we have to really kind of focus on their organizational structure, right? Are they prepared, are they ready to move, to handle using the cloud? Are they ready to do that from an organizational perspective? Do they have the people in place? Are they getting their folks trained for this new technology? Do they have from the top down? Is this, are we all on board that this is what we want to do? So there's a lot of organizational stuff and that foundational. Are you ready to go?
Okay. And I guess just to kind of build on that point, so, when customers are moving forward in that journey, what are, there's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be obstacles that they're going to have to probably see and have to have to manage. So what are some of those roadblocks that you tell customers in advance that they need to watch out for when they're, moving in this journey to multi-cloud?
I think it kind of goes back to the cost thing, really realizing where the value is going to come from a transition to the cloud. That's a big thing they see.
Yeah.
I think it kind of goes back to the point that things are the same, but they're a little bit different. How you handle networking, how you handle security, the thoughts and the sentiment is all the same, but the cloud providers provide you a different tool set to solve those problems. So I think it's just learning the new tool set and implementing a lot of the same things you've been doing in the data center, but just in a different way.
Right, and understand the tools that they provide out there, how they're providing the technology, how they're providing the resources to you, and understanding how those actually work so that you can provide all the same securities, security and those type of guardrails that you need to have that technology.
Mm-hmm. So again, when you're when you're talking to customers, I'm guessing one of the things you do is you present use cases to them.
Sure.
Moving down that journey to multi-cloud. So what are the ones that typically are the most successful or you think have the most positive impact to customers in terms of these use cases that you present?
When we get a customer that is has the executive sponsorship, right, has the company behind it, that, they want to move this direction. As an example, we hear the term, okay, it's been made, the decision has been made, cloud first. We want to start looking at, as we have our applications, we want to be cloud first with our applications. We want to move that direction. We want to be out of our of our existing data centers. We want to be out of the owning all this equipment that we have to whatever capacity we can. And that's where we see that we can be pretty successful. I mean, I can point to a specific use case where, you know, that was the push from the CTO, you know, and then they brought us in to say, hey, can you help us put a strategy together for this journey? We want to get out of our data centers. They in particular said, we want to get out of our data centers. We don't want to be in the data center business anymore. We don't want to own all this stuff. We don't want to have to pay for all that. So how do we get out of owning our data centers and start moving cloud first? Now, again, understanding that you can't do that overnight. So we were able to come into them, and as Brian mentioned, a foundational strategy, and we kind of helped them craft a foundational strategy on how to get from here, forming a cloud center of excellence in their organization. So they had a group in their organization that would lead this charge to the cloud. We then helped them come up with a strategy on how to get out of their data centers and redefine what their overall network architecture is going to look like as they move to the cloud. And then we did an analysis of all their applications. A big thing for a lot of these organizations isn't just moving workloads or spinning up instances in the cloud. It's about moving these business applications. And some of these corporations we talked to have 250, 500 or more business applications. Well, it's a pretty big chunk to just say, let me just pick all these up and move them. Well, you can't do that. I mean, that just doesn't happen. So we're able to come in through processes that we've developed and say, let's help you understand, first of all, what you have. Let's understand the best place for those applications, which today may still be in some type of your own data center or co-location facility, depending on what it is. Or which ones we can move to the cloud. Are there some that are easy to move? Are there some that we have to rewrite, refactor? And we come up with move groups for them, and we help them really break that 500 or 250 business applications down into bite-sized chunks that we can then help them move forward with. And it becomes very doable at that point because you can see it. It's a much smaller piece of information to deal with. So we've been able to help customers through that whole journey by doing this foundational candidacy, these assessments, and to help them get to that point and lay out that strategy for their journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian?
Yeah, I think this specific use case with this large bank is a good one because it really speaks to why Worldwide is different in the market. We're able to really deliver on, not just hand a strategy over and let the organization figure it out, but we're able to deliver on all aspects of this. So yes, we're delivering on cloud native migrations and assessments of data centers, but how do you implement an SD-WAN architecture, a performance hub? Like using our capabilities in a lot of our traditional stacks with VMware, with Cisco, and pulling that all together to, again, a multi-cloud strategy of co-location, on-premise, and the cloud. That's really where, with this specific use case, shows our ability as an organization, is that we're able to not only give you strategy on all these things, but deliver on all of them at scale.
Okay. Yeah, that is our big differentiator I see in the market is we can come in and provide the consult, which is where, you know, Brian and I do a lot of is consulting, right? Mm-hmm. Help you figure out the strategy. But once you have the strategy, WWT is here to help you implement that. You know, we have the resources to make that happen for you. From the application side and application development to the architecture to the network, SD-WAN, the Cisco, we can help you all the way through that journey. We have the resources to do that. And I think that's a big differentiator for us.
Okay. Well, and I know, Brian, you touched on the specific use case that I think we wanted to touch on that involves a large banking customer of ours. But maybe kind of one quick thing before we get to that, we talked about the use cases in a positive way and how you've used them to work with customers as they start down this journey to multi-cloud. But kind of look at it from the other perspective. Are there any use cases that, say, don't work or haven't lived up to the hype that, you know, people may think that they do?
Yeah, I mean, living up to the hype, I think a lot of organizations, to Kevin's point, think that the transition is faster than they think. There's a lot of work that goes into these things, right? Because you want to plan correctly. Mm-hmm. Moving to the cloud is an organizational transition and things. So that's really the hype is you think that you can make this transition quickly, but it's really sort of a journey. And we can incrementally provide value along the way, but I think it's an iterative target. It's not a fast transition, but it's something that when you do right, you can transform your business into an agile business that really addresses the needs of the business very quickly.
Right. And again, to that point, I think I was mentioning that, you know, do you have executive sponsorship on this journey? And is everyone behind it? And, you know, we run some roadblocks sometimes is not everyone's behind the journey, right? Not everyone is interested. So we've run the data center for 30 years. I'm not interested. I'm good where I'm at. Why do we need this cloud? So, you know, those are sometimes some of the roadblocks. But again, if we have executive sponsorship and the company is really behind this momentum, mm-hmm. you know, what we tend to do is we say, well, look, but there's this whole new thing you can get involved in. There's this whole new thing called the cloud that you can learn. There's new technologies here, and it links together for you. And this will open up more for you to be involved with.
Okay. So we talked about some of the specific assessments that, you know, you and your colleagues in the multi-cloud team perform to help these help our customers achieve these desired business outcomes, right? Mm-hmm. So I think one of the ones that you wanted to maybe talk about specifically was a specific use case regarding a large banking customer of ours. So can you tell us about that?
Well, as we kind of laid out for, so again, they were just starting their journey. Mm-hmm. They knew they wanted to take advantage of the cloud. And the other thing, they wanted to get out of their data centers. They didn't want to be in that business any longer. They said, you know, we own a couple of data centers, and we keep refreshing, and the equipment's getting older again. We were able to show them that, you know, they had a lot of excess capacity, and they saw that they saw the cloud as a way of the future. And they could make their business more agile and more responsive to their clients because they could execute on things a lot faster. If you think about it, you have a new product or you're trying to roll out or test a new application. You know, in the older model, go buy equipment unless you have excess capacity. Go buy equipment, get it installed, get it working. There's a lot of time there. Whereas when we go to the cloud, we spin it up this afternoon and we're ready to get started. So. With this particular customer, we were able to come in and help them form that strategy that says, well, here's how you get out of your, here's the business foundation of where you're at. Are you ready? These are the things you need to correct in your, you know, not correct, but these are the things you need to enhance in your business model to move forward. Do you have a cloud center of excellence? Do you have people that are, you know, on this team ready to make sure the organization is moving forward? Do you have training plans in place for your folks, right? They've been working this way for a long time. Let's offer them the opportunity to get trained on the new technologies. We also then helped them come up with a strategy to move out of their data centers, and we performed an analysis for them of what made sense there. And then we did a candidacy assessment, as I mentioned. That's the application thing we talked about with what applications should stay here, what applications do we look like we can put into that first move group that let's start moving these applications forward for them. We were also able to provide a financial analysis for them and say, look, what does this look like for you over the next 3 to 5 years, right? What are you really looking at? The CFO of the company was, hey, I understand what you're telling me. This sounds like a great technology, but what's really the costs behind that and what we're talking about? So we're able to also create a financial model for them. Again, it's a projection that they could then build into their own financial projections to kind of see where they're moving forward. So yeah, that worked out pretty well for them. And now again, as Brian said, we're poised to kind of help them now implement this stuff and move that forward.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really connecting the technology and business outcomes and having them sort of be overlaid on top of each other. That's what we're seeing a lot. It's the business outcomes and the technology outcomes are becoming synonymous. And so to Kevin's point, we really addressed both and we made sure they both connected. I think that's really what we're seeing a lot in the cloud is a lot of the times we're dealing with business units. We're dealing with
the lines of business.
Yeah, lines of business. And so we're very close to, we're closer to the profitability part of the company as opposed to like internal IT. And so how you address these problems becomes a little more interesting, a little more complicated because you have to really think about, okay, what are we trying to do? What's the ROI? What's the business value of
Of business are driving. They want new applications. They want to help enhance the customer experience for their company. They're driving a lot of this. In a lot of companies, more than IT is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, guys, it was a great discussion, great conversation about multi-cloud and the challenges that companies that it sounds like really are starting to get into the environment are facing, and how our consulting team here at Worldwide Technology is helping them through that journey. The good news for our listeners is we will have this is just part one. Part two is coming. We will have a second episode on this topic, fortunately, with Kevin and Brian again. And we'll be just kind of doing a deeper dive into this topic. And, you know, one of the things we'll be talking about in a little more detail is just how Worldwide Technology and our cloud team does work with customers and, you know, some of the unique offerings that we have and really the unique positioning that we have in the marketplace. So with that, I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode of Tech17. So again, Kevin, Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So to our listeners, thanks again for listening to this episode of Tech17. And we will have links in the episode notes, just kind of giving you a little deeper dive into some of the content, some of the discussion topics that we talked about today. We'll have also Kevin and Brian's contact information, so if you'd like to reach out to them, you can do that through those links as well. So with that, thanks for joining us today on Tech17, and we'll see you next time.